France, April 25th, 1917. Dear Mary and Kitties, have not any ink and pen, will try to write a few lines with pencil. I'm with a wagon this time that carries machine guns and pans, etc. I have to fill pans and clean wagons. Have been looking for a letter for quite a while. Wish you would say when you sent last letter or box, and what boxes were sent, and write oftener. I haven't had any box from those people you said were sending one. Hope I get one today or tomorrow. We'll be very glad to hear how you all are. Has been big drive over here this last few days and weeks, and does go hard with my nerves. Had my thumb frostbitten. It has skinned it halfway, but it is getting better. The boys will be out in a few days and move to town for a while. Wish you would buy about $10 or $20 of French money and send it to me if you can spare it. I will use it to my best. I will try and wire Fred, see what he says. Fix up bigger boxes and more of them and mail them so they would come every week anyway. Try and think about when boat sails for over here and mail them every week. I have read your last short letter over so often it is almost wore out. Do you know if a boat sails every week or not? M's last letter was great. Also, I keep reading it often. I got a letter from Vera the other day. It was very good, telling about you being there last summer. My, if Fritz would run out of goods, we will get him soon. Anyway, I hope we get home before cold weather. Very glad to be here now, but on the way would be better. You will see by the paper some of the things we have been doing. The weather is quite dry just this last 4 or 5 days, but no buds have started here yet. The wind is cold. My bandaged thumb makes great writing. I am going to try to cook some things for myself for a few days. The tea seems so strong my blood gets out of order. If I could get home by August and start selling peaches, would like it. I got hit with a piece of stuff, but it was no use to take me home. Hope we all go home by August at least. I do not know how much to write about, except that we can see for a great way from our lines now over to Fritz's, and every way around here you can see airships by the 20s at a time. Some of the stuff he left in his tunnels we can use, and his guns. His bread is very poor stuff, black and no taste. I saw 50 loaves in one place. April 26th, haven't any ink yet. The 18th battery carried it away by the bag, black bread and no taste. We are working to get Fritz back. It is very heavy at night just now. I do not feel any good today. Ache all over. Was to the MO this morning. My thumb is some better. Not much big rag on it. Well, we'll say bye-bye and best wishes with lots of love and kisses, my dear bunch. XXXXX, yours, Dad. W.R. Gullin.